Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Sorry for the inconvenience. I'm hoping that you can hear me okay. Miss Mandy, can you hear me? Miss Mandy, can you hear me? Hello? Miss Mandy, can you hear me? Hello? Okay, it seems like I'm on the air again without the static. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. First, that's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Our purpose is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Thank you so much for tuning in, and sorry for the technical difficulty. But I will continue on with our show. Tonight we're going to talk about the perfect prayer partner. Do you have a prayer partner? Well, it's very important to have a prayer partner. I have a couple of them. Whenever you're going through something and you need someone to pray for you, it's always good to be able to call that person, reach out to that person, and have that person to pray with you for whatever the situation that you might be going through. I do have several of my girlfriends that I do call on whenever I need that extra prayer to go up. More prayers go up, more blessing comes down. So it is always important to have someone to give you that support when you need it, when there is something going through your life that you need that support. And but there is one partner that you can always know that's always going to intercede for you, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is the right hand, is at the right hand of God, and is always interceding for us. And I'm sure that you know that. You can always, if you can't reach the girlfriend, you know, it doesn't have to be a girlfriend. It can be a boyfriend. It can be whoever you choose to be that prayer partner. But one thing, Jesus is always going to be there for you, interceding for in your behalf to the Father. And I want to talk about that prayer partner and also how important prayer is. Well, I am going to tell you a story. Few sounds are as beautiful as hearing someone who loves you and who is praying for you. When you hear a friend pray for you with compassion and God's given insight, it's a little like heaven touching earth. It is know that there's other people interceding for you when you need that extra strength. You know that song that says that grandmother, there was always a grandmother praying for you. Well, there's always been a mother praying for me. She's deceased now, but I always knew that she was praying on our behalf, her children, and whoever else she was praying for. And it's good to know that others are saying prayer out to you, because it helps. It also keeps the enemy away as well, because that person is praying for good things for you. And because I have several family members or friends sometimes that you're always in my prayer. It is good to know that you have that other support. But always remember that Jesus Christ is always interceding in your behalf. How good it is to know that because of God's goodness to us, our prayers can always touch heaven. Sometimes when we pray, we may struggle with words and feelings of inadequacy, but Jesus taught his followers that we should always pray and not give up. Pray without ceasing. In Philippians 4, chapter 4, and the 4th through the 6th verse, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your mortification be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Also with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace," and I'm going to go a little bit further with number 7, verse 7, "and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." Yes, Jesus is always there interceding. We should always pray and not give up. God's word shows us that one of the reasons we can do this is that Jesus himself is at the right hand of God and is always interceding for us. That's something to know, that you have someone always interceding. Even though those prayer partners I talked about, even if your prayer partner is not there to talk with you or praying for you, Jesus is always there. We never pray alone, because Jesus is praying for us. He hears us as we pray and speak to the Father on our behalf. We don't have to worry about our words, because no one understands us like Jesus. When we pray, we don't have to pray that perfect prayer. Whatever we say, Jesus understands our heart. He knows it even before we even start praying. He helps us in every way, presenting our needs before him. He always knows when the answers we ask for, but not would not be good for us. And sometimes he doesn't always answer our prayer. He has his reasons for that. Handling every request and concern with perfect wisdom and love. Jesus is the perfect prayer partner, the friend who intercedes for us with unmeasurable kindness. His prayer for us are beautiful beyond words and should encourage us to always pray with thanksgiving. Yes, whenever I go into my prayer on my altar, I always give thanks to Jesus. I always say scriptures of thanksgiving, 100 Psalms. There is 146 through 50. There's so many verses in Psalm that talks about and that you praise and thank God. So it's always good to be thankful and pray to God before you start asking him for your request. Always be thankful. And always knowing that Jesus is always interceding for us with love. He helps us and serves. He helps us with love and wanting to always be there and helping us through whatever we may be going through. Now, sometimes I know it doesn't always feel like he's there, but he's there. He is always there, but he sometimes steps away and let us go through things to strengthen us. I'm going to continue to read on a couple of other scriptures dealing with prayer. Prayer in Philippians 4:6 in another version, pray and ask God for everything you need. Always give thanks. Prayer is quite simply conversation with God. What a joyful privilege to have to be able to speak to Him, speak to Almighty God, whenever we desire. I know I speak to Him all day long sometimes. I know sometimes He gets tired with me. I'm always asking His opinion about everything that I do. And also, I get so personal in my home that when I sneeze, I said, you know, when I sneeze and I cough, I pretend that He's right here with me. So sometimes I know if someone came in my home and just listened to me, they would say, who is she talking to? But I spend a lot of conversation with Him and really asking Him to get me through different things. Well, getting back to prayer, how could you ever get enough of those things with Him? Meet with Him often to talk about your life. Tell Him your trouble and leave your worries at His feet. Confess your sins in Him and receive His forgiveness. Tell Him how much you love Him and how grateful you are that you are His child. He's always ready to listen. So just knowing that He's always ready to listen. In Jeremiah 29:12-13, it says, when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all your heart, seek Him with all your heart. Trust in Him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because there are many things that are happening in this world we don't understand. We just have faith and pray and believe that He's going to get us through these things. You're not safe anywhere you go. I mean, the churches, people are shooting you, coming into the churches. They're coming in your homes. They're coming in your neighborhood. Look, they're coming in concerts and different places that you are. So you have to be very prayerful all the time and praying and asking God to intercede, protect you, and that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Is there a great need in your life? Sometimes you have struggles with and can't seem to find the answer for. Give it to God. Cast your burden to the Lord. God says to bring it to Him, not just once, but again and again and again. Keep asking. Keep reminding Him of His promises. Let Him know that you are His child. Like a child who campaigns for a new bite, never gives up. Seek God and keep on seeking Him. He hears you each and every time, and He will reward your persistence and your patience after He proves your heart. I know He gets tired of me asking Him for things all the time, and I guess he just go ahead and give in and give me requests to let me know that He's there. But that's what He does. You know, He lets you know that He, even though if He doesn't answer your prayer the way you want it to be answered, He lets you know that He hears you. He will give you, pick up the, turn on the station, TV, and even the gospel channel or whatever, and all of a sudden what they're preaching about is what you've been asking God. Or a friend you talk to, you get in a conversation, and all of a sudden your conversation is about what God, what you needed to hear from God. Your message, and just picking up a book, the Daily Word, Daily Bread, the Bible. and you happen to turn to the right scripture answering your prayer, you know it's God when that happens. So he hears you, but doesn't mean all time that he's going to answer you the way that you want to be answered. So we're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. And even more now, because of all the things that are happening across the country, we are not safe anywhere, but we must pray and ask God to protect our families and ourselves and just pretty much keep the faith that he has protected you and kept his angels around you thus far, and he will continue. But even if something does might happen in the midst, he's still there. He's still taking care of you one day at a time. I know many of our widows can testify about that God has been there for them through the storm, the journey of grief, because we've gotten through it. Many of us have been a widow. I remember when it was only yesterday that some of them just lost their spouse. And now it's like 3, 5, 7 or more years. And they can truly testify that God has been there with them. He's made a way. He's brought them resources and people around them to help them through the journey of grief. So he is and he will be there for you. Sometimes you can't feel it or see it, but just keep on believing and holding on to your faith that he will show up. He will let you know. He kept showing up when my husband passed away. The first 2 weeks, I started asking him, how in the world am I going to pay this mortgage by myself? There's no way in the world that I can pay this mortgage by myself. So he showed me that he will never leave me or forsake me. He was going to take care of me and my babies. So 2 weeks later, I went to pick up his last paycheck, and wow, the amount that I saw in that envelope, I was amazed. He was taking care of those mortgages for a few more months. And then there was a problem with the insurance because we had made some changes on our insurance, so the insurance company could definitely try not to pay because it wasn't a year old, and they had reason that they could find ways to do it, but they didn't. God bless had them to definitely take care of that insurance like they should have, because it's amazing how they find reason not to pay you. But anyway, that was taken care of also. So he, every step of the way, when I thought that I was not going to be able to handle things financially or whatever, he just kept on blessing me and my children. And me and my children never wanted for anything. And just like my kids today, and they'll say, Mom, I don't know how you did it. You whatever we needed to be in, to have, what school to go to, you always was able to make a way. We are well-rounded kids because of how you went about raising us. But I give the glory to God, and he brought family, friends, neighbors, and all to help me raise these kids. So it was like a village. He will never leave you or forsake you. So let God be that perfect partner for you, prayer partner for you. Yes, get a girlfriend or someone else to be a prayer partner also. If you want someone physically and you want to talk to, it is okay, because I have several prayer partners, and when I need some extra strength and some extra prayers to go up, I give them a phone call. So always have other people to be your prayer partner, but just knowing that God will always be there for you, interceding in your behalf. And that is all I have to talk about as far as the perfect prayer partner. Who is your perfect prayer partner? How many do you have? Well, I have several girlfriends, but first I always go to God. But sometimes you do want someone to speak to about the situation. So it's okay to have more than one prayer partner. But who's your perfect prayer partner? Jesus Christ. Be blessed. And I have an announcement. Our meeting for this month will be Saturday, the 21st. That's from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And it will be at my location, my home. There are things for us to talk about. But one thing that I want you to do, ladies, if you will get back to me, if you know of any breast cancer walk, and if you might be participating in it, let's get together and our widows to be a part of that. Go on our breast cancer walk with maybe a recreation center, a church, or whatever. Contact me so we can get together as a group and go and benefit others who have gone through, and maybe you have also. So let us know so we can support you, support your family, or whoever. Get back to me on that because I really like to get involved this month, because this month is breast month. But be true. I hope that you will be able to come to the meeting October 21st from 9 to 10:30 a.m. We have lots to talk about, and also we have to choose another location to for our trip for 2018 because we have to make some changes because of the hurricane. We were going to go to Miami and Key West, but you know what happened there. Other place to go to. My time is up, but be blessed. Have a great week, and tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Have a great week, and get your perfect prayer partner. Good night.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me.
This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who would leave you.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray.
You gotta pray through it.
Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So
live.